Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video, and today I'm going to be talking about more stuff relating to Battlegrounds. It's PlayerUnknown Battlegrounds, a very popular game at the moment, popular with streamers, and it's thrown up a very old debate actually about stream sniping and whether or not that is traditionally a form of cheating, whether or not developers should get involved, whose responsibility is it? And it's a very long and convoluted discussion in the Battlegrounds community right now, because there's been a series of incidents, and I kind of have stepped back from it and kind of let it just brew because, you know, I had a few days off and I didn't want to like kind of jump in at the end of something because then it just looks like you're making a video for clicks or whatever. But once again, another situation's come up pertaining to stream sniping. And I think it's getting ridiculous, and I want to just give some clear thoughts about it, and hopefully people agree with it, because I don't really think developers should be getting involved with stream sniping as a concept, as something to put into your terms of service in your game. I think that's ridiculous. So let's start. You'll remember I did a video about Dr. Disrespect and how I thought it was absurd that the developer got upset because he jokingly in character on Twitter said he would roundhouse kick someone through a window after he got temporarily after he got temporarily banned for team killing somebody. Now, this blew up. This was a huge talking point because Dr. Disrespect is a big influencer. And this is a report on PC Games N about it. And you can see what the premise was behind the ban. I'll ignore all the bullshit. You can go watch that video if you want. But you can see here, this is the developer saying, if you break the rules in pub battlegrounds, no matter who you are, you're going to have a bad time. And this was followed up by them saying, look, we treat all players equally. Well, that's patently absurd now, because you've made streamers a protected class, right? You've made them different, others. You've got a set of rules unique to them within your game. This isn't treating them the same at all. This is actively treating them differently. Now, I always had a bit of an issue with that, because they sort of grandstanded and said, oh, we ban anyone for this. Are you honestly telling me that one team kill in squads in battlegrounds is enough to trigger a ban? Keep in mind, I don't even think at the time Dr. Disrespect was banned, they'd rolled out the reporting system. My chronology might be off there, but I don't think the reporting system was in the game. So how on earth would you do it? Now, this is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous assertion. Dr. Disrespect was banned for doing what he did because he did it in front of 20,000 people, and there was no argument that he did it. He did it in front of 20,000 people on his stream, and other people were streaming in his squad. Tens of thousands of people saw it. There's nowhere to hide. You did it, and you used that evidence, and it was factored into the decision. You reacted incredibly quickly to banning Dr. Disrespect for what he did. And again, I'm not going to debate whether or not he should have been banned. I think, yeah, he probably should have been. But how I would have handled it if I'd been the developer is, I would have been like, hey, look, dude, you can't do that. You're an influencer and we love having you play our game. But come on, you got to follow the rules. I'll lift your temp ban. Don't do it again. That's just how I would have handled it, right? It seems like the mature, responsible way to do it. I certainly wouldn't have got into my college years on Twitter and, you know, talked about PTSD and all that shit. So I felt that Disrespect got that ban because he was a streamer and an influencer, and they were trying to make a point. So the idea that happened just like, you know, it would happen to any of us, bullshit. I play this fucking game. I see griefers. Do you know what I mean? Like, I know for a fact, I mean, I don't even use the report facility, really, because it's just a waste of everybody's time, isn't it? It's one game, it's not a big deal, you just get on with it. You know, assholes on the internet, it's just how it is, and if you try and solve that problem, you're going to go fucking nuts, you're going to drive yourself crazy. So, initially, at that point, I was like, you don't treat everybody the same. You treat streamers very differently. But then this other incident came up between Shroud and Summit, where they said they had been the victims of stream sniping during a game. And basically what happened was they were running around. Some guy called Apex and Toto, I think it was, killed them. And they got upset about it because they felt they'd seen these players before, and they felt that, sorry, Loto, not Toto, they felt that they were being stream sniped. And this was picked up again in the game's press. It's a nothing issue, really. It was picked up in the game's press. Here's a report over on everyone's favorite gaming website, Polygon. PlayerUnknown's Battleground stream sniping ban divides the community. I mean, it doesn't really. I'd like to think most people have a sort of sensible take on it. But this is the clip here where Shroud gets killed and immediately cries stream sniping. Hang on, I can't turn that up actually.
It's that fucking Apex guy.
Bitch!
Yo,
Stream
Apex
snipers
Zero!
everywhere!
Dude,
Holy
it's this
fuck!
Apex Zero fuck again, dude. He's stream sniping. And he still got his fucking ass kicked. Apex Zero, you suck a fucking dick, bitch. Get fucked. You had the hill advantage, you still get shit on?
I just wanna let you
We're
know we
out of play.
got stream sniped by two groups. Two. That wasn't one group.
I'm
That
done
was
going
two.
To that building. We died in that building so often, we're done with that building.
If you didn't go AFK, we would've been alright.
So there's no evidence just on that to suggest that stream sniping was occurring. I mean, none whatsoever. In fact, watching the replay back many times and having read Reddit threads on it and analysis on it, probably wasn't sniping. I mean, look, here's the thing. You're never going to know one way or the other, because what they did find out is that these players were kind of jumping from lobby to lobby to play alongside Shroud and Summit. And this was sort of used as evidence that they were stream sniping. And indeed, the developers, they put out a statement, as they are prone to do, for that community discourse. Again, this is reported on PC Games, and you can see here, I have seen the data that the community team looked at before issuing the ban, and the ban was indeed justified. This was a 7-day ban for stream sniping for these two players. And this is the evidence they used. The tracking data shows that the player in question tried to join the same lobby as their target multiple times. While we understand we cannot prove that this player was watching the target's broadcast, we see no other reason why they would consistently attempt to be in the same lobby as someone who is broadcasting live other than to have an advantage in the game. Well, right, okay, I'll field that question, sir. I'll tell you why. Because these people are fucking famous. They're icons to some people, right? Some people will do anything to play with these guys. You talk to guys in Counter-Strike when they go in matchmaking, they get paired up with a pro in like the global elite level. It's a big fucking deal. You're playing alongside a professional athlete. I mean, there's nothing really comparable to this, right? This is like me going down to my local park playing basketball, which you can tell I'm totally built for, right? And, fucking Shaq and Kobe and all these guys are there, and I just get to have a pickup game with them. It's like, wow, what the fuck? You'd be mega excited about that, right? So if there's a way that you can game the system and get into lobbies with this famous people, you might want to just play alongside them. You might just want to test yourself against the best. That's a perfectly valid reason. That is a logical reason in my mind. So I don't know why they're saying it like we can think of no other reason. There's one for you. Here's another reason. These people are fucking streaming, right? And if you're consistently playing against them and fucking wrecking them, maybe people start talking about you. Maybe people start talking about your name, right? Why wouldn't you want to take that opportunity? If you were good enough to beat these guys on a regular basis without cheating, why wouldn't you want to be able to show that to people, maybe build up your own stream, so there's another reason as well. So it's fucking absurd to try and pretend that there's no valid reason unless you're cheating. And here's the other key thing in that sentence: although we cannot prove. Well, go fuck yourself then. You can't prove it. Do you know what I mean? Just think about the logic of that. We can't prove what we're banning the player for, but we have a pretty good hunch. Fuck off. You're banning a player from your game. No disciplinary system in the world operates on this premise that, well, we probably might have think that he did kind of. Fuck off. Deal in absolutes or don't deal at all. So that's ridiculous. Now, on that basis, I'll even say this. Let's say I've seen multiple Reddit threads about this, which I won't get into. I won't bore you with it. Saying, oh, he definitely stream sniped, and this is why, and he definitely didn't, and this is why, and another group was stream sniping, and it made it look like they were, and all this analysis. It's got to just, none of this matters. It doesn't even matter if the guy is stream sniping, right? I mean, it just doesn't. You can't prove it. You cannot prove it. So to issue a ban is ridiculous. Now, here's the rest of the statement. We have tracking in place that allows us to verify unfair play like this, despite what some players may think. Well, you just admitted that whatever your tracking method is, you cannot prove, you still cannot prove whether or not you're watching the broadcast, which is the only thing that's relevant to the discussion. So, and then it goes on to say, for example, we can track when a player joins and quickly disconnects from multiple lobbies, only staying in a game when they are in the same lobby as their target. We are constantly developing new tracking system and ways to ensure fair play from all players. We don't generally mention this publicly as it would give valuable information to those that try to cheat the system. And again, I've heard this from a lot of developers down the years who develop anti-cheat methods and stuff like that. And sometimes it makes sense, you know, for example, like Valve anti-cheat, VAC. Yes, you don't want to say, well, this is how it scans your fucking computer, because then you know how to get around the scanning process. But when you are dealing with something contextual like stream sniping, yeah, we want to know how you're doing it, actually. And I don't think there's any way that you can... You're not going to put anything out there that's going to reveal. These people aren't injecting software into the game. They're just lobby hopping, you know? No one gets special treatment. And if the data doesn't back up a claim, no ban is handed out. Again, how does that sit alongside, although we cannot prove... the community team is committed to ensuring everyone, no matter who they are, has a level playing field when in game. And again, that's not true, is it? Because you've put that stream sniping is against your terms of service in your rules. Now, let's be clear about stream sniping before we get on to the next little thing, right? Stream sniping. I've done a video about this before. There was a Mexican player called Marquis. Who plays in rank S in ESEA. If this is all alien to you, if you're a Battlegrounds fan, it's basically a Counter-Strike pickup system, pickup game system, where pros play, and only pros play. And the top-ranked pro, you get like an MMR system, so when you win, you get points. The top player wins money, right? The one who's placed at the best. You enter in to, and it's connected to the league. You've got player behavior agreements and everything else because it's a competition for money. There's terms of service. There's rules. This is how it works. Now, there's a guy called Marquis, and he's blatantly stream sniping his tits off. I mean, blatantly. I mean, they steal my old friend, who I'm sure Battlegrounds fans know. He was doing a stream. And Marquis was in the chat. You know, they proved it. There was a bunch of evidence that showed Marquis was in the chat. And he was acting all like, no, man, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? Like, yeah, of course. And it's not the first time he's been accused of this. I said there was enough evidence there to ban the player from rank S and that they probably should. But here's the thing. You're going to go, oh, well, this is inconsistent, Richard. You're just trying to ride the controversial train. No, I'm not. Because you're fucking everyday... ranked gameplay for no money at all doesn't matter. Fact, it doesn't fucking matter. Nobody cares. It's ridiculous. And streamers in every game have had to find ways to mitigate being stream sniped. This is why there's a delay function. All right. Now, what streamers always say is, well, if I delay my stream, I need to delay it by 2 to 3 minutes, and then my chat interaction would be terrible. And that's what I've really built. We were a community and a family, and I need to talk to my people. What you mean is that interactivity, instant interactivity and feedback leads to more donations, leads to more subscribing. That's the fact. That's what every streamer means when they say that. And I don't mind it. That's how you make a living. That's fine. And yeah, you got to dress it up, I suppose. But that's why you interact immediately, because people feel good if they put a big donation up on screen and you instantly go, oh my God, oh, thank you so much, and cry a little bit or whatever. And people feel good about it because there's no deferred gratification. There's no delay, right? If you have a 3 minute of a guy having to sit there with a donation and wait, and then you do it and it's kind of out of sync, and then then maybe they've got a question and you can't answer it and they've got to wait. People aren't going to donate as much. It's not as instantly gratifying, right? So that's what they mean. But you pick and choose, guys. You are a streamer. You must pick and choose. You must find the balance between having that to encourage donations and subs and all of that stuff, the interactivity, wink, wink, right? Or your gameplay is sacrosanct, and that's what you want to be preserved. In which case, a 3-minute delay is probably fine. You just whack a 3-minute delay on, you just get about your game. Someone stream snipes you, you can just relocate. They can't watch on a second monitor where you are. They don't have advantages in gunfights. Problem solved. And you've got the tools to fix it, and it's your responsibility to fix it. You can't just sit there and fucking cry and say, oh, I'm being stream sniped again with my 0-second delay stream. Like, come on. It's unreasonable. And any developer that buys into this insanity, I don't know. Like, I gotta say, I understand that influencers and streamers have been hugely important to the sales of this game, to the awareness of this game. And yes, on that basis, there should be a relationship between developer and popular streamers. Absolutely. A business relationship. But that being said, once the relationship starts leading to you putting in unreasonable rules for everybody else to abide by, which is pretty much now, if any streamer suspects you of stream sniping, even though they can't prove it, just because maybe you've tried to wing it so you can get in a lobby with them, you can be banned from the game that you've paid good money for. Well, that doesn't sit right with me at all, unfortunately. So, and here's the worst part as well. I mean, after these allegations came out, Shroud and Summit were like saying, yeah, well, we weren't even sure. I mean, we weren't even sure. We're not even certain. So I saw one clip. Hang on, let me get this. Where was it? Yeah, here it is. So this was Shroud justifying the ban and saying that even if it's wrong, fuck it, you're taking one for the team. Who's the team here? The team isn't the broader player base. The team is the protected class of streamers and them not being sniped because they won't add a delay to their gameplay footage because they want to make more money. Here's the clip in question. I'll just play it through for you.
Justified, whatever, who cares? People are scared now, so it's good.
Good.
Right?
Fuck yeah. Take one for the team, Toto, whatever your name is.
Even if you didn't do it, okay, just... You took one for the team, all right? Accept that.
Agreed.
You're doing some good in this world.
You're leading the charge.
Maybe he already is, I don't know. But you're doing some more good.
I mean, just imagine that. How do you even sell that? Hey, you got unfairly banned, but on the plus side, I might have a like slightly easier time when it comes to playing a video game for money, which I make way more money playing the game than you do or ever will. So thanks for that. Thanks for your unjust ban. You've done some good. What a ridiculous way to sell it. I mean, I almost hope that's a joke, but you can tell by the tone, I don't think it is. And I think that's a ridiculous assertion. And again, I got nothing against these people. Understand that I know Summit, I like Summit, I know Shroud, like Shroud. Got no issues with these guys. Seen them around, worked with them, interviewed them, talked to them. These are my opinions. And they're not going to change just because I happen to know some guys. I don't give a fuck. I don't want to ride on anyone's coattails. I'm my own guy. So I think that's a ridiculous thing to say. And then, on top of that, Summit came out and he did a video where he was like saying, hey, sure, I might have cried stream sniping, but I couldn't have been certain, and we do this all the time. You know how it is. And sure, I'm from the Counter-Strike background, right? Every time somebody pre-fires you, he's cheating, he's hacking. People are convinced there's like millions of hackers in all of their games. It's completely not true. It's absolute garbage. But it's just it's a high skill, high intensity game. And when you lose, it's easier in that moment to say, fuck that guy, he's cheating because he's better than me. Because people like to have a swagger and a confidence to their play. And Summit pretty much said as much. And I respect him for this. This was honesty, right? So let's just bring this up.
Mad. Yeah, I called stream sniping. I'm fucking sorry, dude. I didn't know I was supposed to be this fucking angel that is not allowed to have these emotions and call these things out, even though I don't know if they're true or not. We all do it. You guys act like you've never said someone was cheating in Counter-Strike when you, in fact, have no fucking idea if he is or not. You just do it out of emotion. You do it because you're pissed at that moment. I'm not some fucking saint. Do you not understand that? Reddit? Do you get that? Nobody ever said that when you come to fucking Twitch and if you get over 10,000 viewers every single day, you have to change your life and you have to be a better person than everybody else. You know what I mean? You can't make those mistakes, Summit, or innocent bystanders get banned for 7 days on a video game.
What the fuck, dude? Are you... You're actually mad at me for playing the game, calling out a stream sniper that I thought was... not even thinking that he was stream mad. Yeah.
So... you know, I can kind of see the argument. First of all, it's a separate issue about putting streamers upon pedestals, right? Like, you definitely shouldn't do that. I've made this argument myself a bunch of times. I don't want to be your fucking role model. And if you put that on me, I don't care. Sorry. I'm not interested. I'm going to live the life by the code that I think is right and fair and proper and say what I want to. And I've earned that right. And if you don't like it, just fuck off. I mean, that's all there is to it. It's sad. You might disappoint a few people. But I think it's... even more ridiculous to put a bunch of arbitrary rules and all that on people. And say, oh, you've got to live by these rules because you're famous now or you're successful now. Fuck that noise. That's ridiculous. So I can agree with him there. But what I will say is, dude, you're one of the like leading faces of Twitch, of streaming in general. If you call out a guy for stream sniping and there's repercussions for it, please get it right. Please have evidence. Please don't let it just be your gut feeling, because a developer's going to call you up that day and go, oh, yeah, we're going to totally fix it for you, Summit. We're going to fix it real good, Summit, because we want you to keep playing our game and keep giving us that free advertising. And hey, you never threaten a roundhouse kick anyone, so you're one of the good guys. That's what's happening, right? So again, you can see here, what an absurd assertion. We treat all players equally. I'd like to see y'all out there, if you suspected, let's say you were a low-level streamer with like 5 viewers, right? And you suspected somehow somebody was stream sniping your game, that they'd found your stream, because your name was the same, and they were like looking at you. Yeah. They ain't banning anyone for you. They ain't banning anyone for you. Your allegations have no merit whatsoever. And again, Shroud sort of talked about this a few days ago, and he said that this is hugely important because it sends out fear to people who want to potentially stream snipe, and that's how it should be. There should be that culture of fear. Now look, again, stream sniping sucks ass if it happens to you, right? Like, if people are cheating and fucking with your stream, which in a lot of these guys' cases is their livelihood, yes, it sucks. But sometimes you've got to make compromises to make everything okay. And people are going to do it. And the more agitated and vocal you get about it, the bigger the reaction, the bigger the fame and the notoriety for the people doing it, the more they're going to do it to you. That's just a fact. Griefing has been in online games for as long as I've been playing online games. You know, I remember TF2 engineers setting up fucking teleports into fucking ridiculous places and just full griefing people and all sorts of shit. There's videos about it. It's been going on in Counter-Strike for fucking ages. It's just part of the landscape of online gaming, and it's not going to happen every day. Let's be real. They don't sit down and play the game and get stream sniped every day, do they? And if that was happening, fuck it. You've got all the tools to fix this problem. It's like people who cry about people saying nasty things to them when you've got a mute button. Mute them, get on with your life. Don't cry, developer, find this player, ban this player. Like, what a waste of everyone's fucking time, because you're like twisted by somebody saying some shit to you. Just grow up and move on. So the reason I'm making this video, because this is all old news now, it's all been kind of dealt with and blah, 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 is that it came up again because of the honking, right? And this is fucking brilliant. I think this is hilarious. So maybe I'm a fucking juvenile, I don't know. But basically, they put a feature in the game now where you can beep your car horns and it's fucking mega loud. And people are now doing this thing where they get into a lobby with famous players, and on stream they follow them around in a car and they honk the horn, and it's distracting and it's a pain in the ass, and streamers don't like it, right? So again, there's a write-up here.
Yeah, I called
stream
sniping. Sorry,
Summit, it's going to cut you off again there, bro. Right, here it is over here. This is on Steamed, which is the Kotaku vertical. Nathan Grace in there. And you see popular Battleground streamer apologizes for getting YouTube's embarrassing video of him taken down. Now, this is Grimms. And I got to say, Grimms handled this like a punk. Like, this was ridiculous. So, the stream honking is basically like exactly how I described it. People get in a car, they go and find the streamer by stream sniping, they drive around and they just beep the horn and distract him, and it's kind of, you know, funny. And loads of streamers have been like, why would you put this feature in the game? I mean, it can be fun, obviously. It's not fun for the recipients, but it can be fun. So here it is. I'll show you just a little clip of this video. It got re-uploaded. Here it is.
Ball!
Yeah! And it's a really well-made video, by the way. I don't want to show too much of it.
Yeah, looks like he's stroking his wiener or something, picking stuff up.
I like that a lot.
Ben?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get that.
Someone's honking. Right, one out. Goddamn fucking stream snipers. His body flew off.
I just wanted to get rid of him, dude. I didn't care. I just really wanted to get rid of him.
Fuck.
Damn.
This shit just happened.
That's the one thing I'm not gonna like, though. When you get, like, fucking obnoxious ass stream snipers, that's what they're gonna do.
So, I think that's fucking funny. I've seen lots of videos like this. There's a lot of effort gone into making that, by the way. And I should give a shout out to the guys who made it, the stream honkers. I'll get their names for you. But, you know, Big Pharma Hater was one of them. And indeed, it was Big Pharma Hater who donated to Grimms. He like sent a donation in saying, I wanted to give you some money so you can buy a box of tissues for all the time you cry on stream. Because Grimms was getting a little bit too... I mean, you know, Dr. Disrespect took it in good humor and Grimms didn't. And then he abused a DMCA takedown to get the video removed because he didn't like it, even though it was completely fair use. This is an edited and transformative gameplay video. The use of the clips is certainly well within the remit of fair use, and that's a fucking shady and disgusting thing to do, and can actually have legal consequences if you abuse that. So why anybody would sort of be like, oh, well, it's understandable. Nah, Grimms acted like a punk. Like, I mean, there's just no two ways about it. And sure, it might be obnoxious. I'm not a popular streamer. I don't know what it's like every time I play a game to have people follow me around in a car and beeping their horn. But you can shoot them in the fucking head and just get on with it. You know what I mean? It's not that big a deal. And as I said, the amount of effort that has to go into getting in the lobby, tracking them down, sniping the stream, driving the car, honking the horn, not dying. It's a lot of effort that was clearly made for just this project. And I'm sure other people will do it, but it's not going to be a regular occurrence. It's not going to be every time you sit down and play a game. And as I've said, put a 3-minute delay on your stream. It's probably going to give you enough time to move around the map and not necessarily have cars honking super loud to you, next to you and everything else. So this now it seems strange because people are trying to get these feature taken out of the game. Like, people are arguing that because it can be used to affect Twitch streamers, and that we should take this feature out of the game. And it's just ridiculous. It just seems completely absurd, and I don't understand why we would go to that length just to support a fucking streamer. You know, it's crazy. And then anyway, so after Grimms abused the takedown feature, he did put out a twit longer. I'll read you some of the extracts of that. And again, it just shows how detached from reality a lot of these streamers actually are. You know, they do think that they should be some form of special entitlements for what they do, and it's just not true. You can see here, he says, well, we'll ignore the bit about the exploit. Here we go. Stream sniping, holding down the honk button And he said, why not put a delay up? It's an easy fix. 20 to 30 seconds isn't enough to deter these types of players from a slow game of PUBG. A 2 to 3 minutes would demolish community interaction. My community was built on how well we could interact. Thousands and thousands of viewers from a long day of work, bad breakup or worse, could come into my chat seeking some content and a good chat. It's what I've been doing for 3 years, and it made me feel like I had my own family on Twitch. Soon after the event, the same exact thing happened. More people rushed in with toxicity, negativity, and I did the same exact thing as before. I ignored it. I tried my very best to ignore it. After weeks of enduring what looked like blind hate, I accepted it and moved on. It definitely hurt knowing that day after day, the most logical pieces of evidence would be ignored and would be completely overshadowed by hate. And again, he's just turned it into this fucking pity party. First of all, you abused a DMCA takedown, have somebody else's monetized, completely valid content taken down. You get no fucking brownie points from me for that, mate. And then on top of that, you're then like, oh, you know, it's just not cool. I'd have to, like, for every time I stream Battlegrounds, put a 2-3 minute delay on. Dude, you could put the 2-3 minute delay on, stream the game, take breaks in between, set the delay back again, interact with your stream for a little bit, play a game. This is the compromise you're going to have to make to run your fucking business. The whole world, the whole game cannot bend around the fact that currently you're a streamer who makes money streaming gameplay. It just can't be that way. And the developers encouraging this by putting stream sniping in the rules, something that's completely unmeasurable and unenforceable, I think that's a worrying trend and not something I'd like to see other developers go down. I don't want people getting banned on word of mouth and secret complaints. We've seen that in League of Legends. It's not a good thing. It doesn't benefit anybody. And again, this idea that we treat everyone the same. But come here, streamers. We'll give you some special rules and special dispensations. It's utter garbage. So, shout out to the honking folks. I thought that was pretty funny. I'm sure the video will go down in infamy. And again, streamers have just got to learn to fucking deal with it. There are challenges to what you do. It cannot be as easy as just sitting down and playing a game. I know you guys have been hugely successful. You've built up streams. You've found the magic formula. You got tens of thousands of people watching you. Tens of thousands of dollars coming in every month. Congratulations on your success. But it can't all be a bed of roses. And yes, you might think these guys are assholes. Guys are dicks and they're fucking with you, but you can stop them fucking with you at the touch of a button. You're trying to have your cake and fucking eat it, and it's just unreasonable. I'm surprised the developer would encourage you to do that. So anyway, those are my thoughts on the stream sniping issue. Probably went on too long, whatever. Hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you on the next video. Take care.